Anthropic's Mythos rattles DeepSeek, while Reddit trolls break AI search. The Trump administration moved this week to formally vet OpenAI and Anthropic models under a new AI oversight regime, a significant departure from the prior approach of voluntary commitments. The framework, not yet fully public, involves review of model capabilities with particular attention to dual-use risks, meaning applications with both civilian and military utility. A government body must now sign off before certain model deployments proceed. The most striking consequence of Anthropic's competitive position came from China. According to reporting from The Information, a preview demonstration of Anthropic's not-yet-released Mythos model convinced DeepSeek CEO Liang Wenfeng to raise $7.4 billion in outside capital, the first time the company, previously funded almost entirely by its parent hedge fund Highflyer Capital, has sought external investment. DeepSeek's previous models had achieved competitive AI performance at dramatically lower compute costs than American frontier systems. If that efficiency advantage was the strategic moat, the need for $7.4 billion suggests Mythos represents a capability level that cannot be matched through efficiency gains alone and requires raw compute scaling only massive capital can fund. On the information integrity front, a subreddit called rPoisonEye deliberately seeded fabricated claims, including a false report that President Trump died of rabies, into DuckDuckGo and Brave's AI-powered search results, where the information surfaced as if factual. The vulnerability is structural. Retrieval augmented generation systems reproduce whatever information they find in the underlying web data, presenting fabrications with the same confident formatting used for verified facts. Fixing it requires better source verification, rate limiting on new content, or human review layers, all of which add cost and latency. The attack required no state resources or advanced hacking capabilities, only a few dozen coordinated accounts and patience, making it a replicable template as AI search becomes the primary information interface for hundreds of millions of users. Paul Mead, the Apple executive who led the Vision Pro development, departed this week to head OpenAI's hardware division, a signal that Sam Altman's reported hardware ambitions are advancing seriously. Mead's background in mixed reality suggests OpenAI's device ambitions may not target a conventional smartphone replacement. In a separate technology society story, a study found that 85% of Australian teenagers are still accessing social media platforms despite an existing regulatory ban, a figure that will now define every global policy conversation about whether age-gating social media is achievable in practice.